Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Cold-heartedly could absolutely be a word. It's not a fake word, right?
I'm going to start using it more and more.
It's an adverb. Yeah. You did something cold-heartedly. It's as an adverb. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just not what he meant.
Yeah.
He's out here.
Oh, God. Some of the words could get twisted around, right, when you're just talking fast and moving fast.
Main thing is don't stop. Just
keep
going. Trying
to sound smart and everything else. You just.
What was the other one yesterday? The Buffett line? The Warren Buffett line?
What was it?
I said
Really?
No, I said Buffett. Yeah, I said Buffett instead of Buffet.
Buffet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Speaking fast, but, you know, yeah. If we took a two-year sample size. Wait, Max, how long have you been on the show with us?
Probably about 2 years, yeah.
I got
two
way
years,
more
right?
Coming
two.
Up, maybe.
A year, year,
almost
year,
maybe
year and some change
year and
or whatever
least,
it is.
Yeah.
But if I took whatever time frame we've been together and broke down some of the
Best
shows,
line.
some of the
Best
stuff.
Line.
And some of the stuff that we have come out of our mouth.
Yeah.
People be like, well, they already say why we got jobs, but imagine that, right?
In the old days, you could make a little tape and sell it on TV.
We would be trending all over the world, like the Ravens in the morning.
Speaking of trending.
Yeah, I could. Max is sitting here like this, Jay.
Oh, you just see him. Oh, he's leaning into it.
He can't.
He has to get to
it. I respect everything.
I respect him for it. He's like, gotta get there now.
Hey, Jay, I meant you jumped up and went to the, I guess you went to the restroom or wherever you went, but I wanted to say, this is why I tell you, you should get into coaching. Because my man from Texas, he took over midway.
Huh? Rodney Terry.
Yeah, Rodney took over midway. And parlayed that thing. I'm just saying, Jay. I'm just giving you a little.
I mean, they made a run to the Elite Eight, though. I mean, that sure as hell helps. But I hear you. I hear you.
You know.
Go ahead, Max.
Jay, like, man,
go
don't
ahead,
give me
because
that.
I sent some. I sent some, Key.
I'm in no great rush to talk about Lamar Jackson and the fact that after we were off the air yesterday, he came out and said it. He came out and tweeted it.
I wonder if that was on purpose.
What?
They
waited for us to get off the air.
Oh, waited for us
probably
to get off the
air. Yeah. But he does it basically right as coach is about to talk.
Oh, yeah, that's done on purpose.
Of course, so they can't package it up,
nope.
As Key would say, the way they want to. He already got his
message.
Yeah,
they probably had their script ready, right, Max?
Mm.
Ready to go. They knew they were going to be at the owner meetings, and they said, okay, this is the question that's going to come at us. Let's be prepared. The PR team said this is what it is, boom, boom, boom. And then Lamar, like, yeah, it's the owner meeting today, huh? And this people was probably telling him, yeah, it's the owner meeting. He's like, okay, I'm going to throw a grenade on this
one. That's just what I was thinking. Just blow it up. So here's his tweets in case you haven't seen it. A letter to my fans. I want to first thank you all for the love and support you consistently show towards me. All of you are amazing. I appreciate you all so much. Just want to know not to believe everything you read about me. Let me personally answer your questions. In regards to my future plans, as of March 2nd, I requested a trade from the Ravens organization for which the Ravens has not been interested in meeting my value. Any and everyone that's met me or been around me know I love the game of football and my dream is to help a team win the Super Bowl. You were all great, but I had to make a business decision that was best for my family and I. No matter how far I go or where my career takes me, I'll continue to be close to my fans of Baltimore Flock Nation and the entire state of Maryland, you'll see me again. I mean, Kiki, Jay, even the fact that he says, answer your questions personally, right? So you know, like, when the coach is talking to the media, he's going to wind up answering, no, let me answer questions about where I am personally, and he wants to be out of there.
It's a lot of script, though, you know?
What's
so
that?
I said they got a lot of script, so he want to make sure that he get to it before they script everybody out and make everybody turn against him. So, he as far as I'm concerned, he did the right thing.
Meantime, John Harbaugh at the press conference, so this is after Lamar tweeted, said the following.
Lamar's under contract, and that's the guy that's the guy I want to see be our quarterback. You know, that's my guy. We made a decision to go with Lamar Jackson 5 years ago, right? Why? Because we love him. We love him. We love the way he plays. We love his mindset, his charisma, his style, the way he's in the locker room. Everything about him, we love him. I love him personally. I love being the coach of the team that he's playing quarterback for. So that's what you do. You know, you build the team around your players, and that's what I'm excited to do.
We love him. I love him. Pay me.
I love everything about him. The soles of his feet.
Pay me, Key.
He loved it.
When people start using words like I love and we care and he's a great quarterback and he's a great locker room guy and he gets us motivated and he does everything great for the city of Baltimore, then pay me my money if you love me. Stop with the lip service here. That's what that is. And I hear that Coach Harbaugh is going to be there on the spot. But come on, Key.
I loved him 5 years ago, too, when he was coming out of college.
I loved you for so long.
I've loved you for 5 years. But now, I don't know if I want to chop it up with you like that with the money. Here's what I would say about the Lamar situation. Lamar did the right thing by addressing the fans or whoever he's addressing, whoever's paying attention to it, to let them know where he stands. Because too many times, you get organizations and you get coaches and you get one-sided. A lot of players don't speak up. And it's not that they don't speak up because they're afraid. They just don't say anything. They kind of just let it go. And the organizations will form their own narrative about what you're thinking, what they offered you. They put all that stuff out there in the universe. Believe me, players don't like their contract information out in their negotiations out. When things don't go the way that it's supposed to go for an organization, the first thing organizations like to do is drop a few breadcrumbs to make it seem as though the athlete is the one that's being very difficult. Now, in my belief, I do believe, no matter what Lamar Jackson is saying right now about he wants to be traded, at the end of the day, I strongly believe that he'll be wearing that purple and black uniform come September with a fat new contract that he'll be happy with and the Ravens will be able to live with. And when they walk into the building and after training camp, they'll be, man, you know he's going to get that done. This is a tough negotiation. We love you, Lamar. That's what I believe. I don't think
you always thought he was staying. You always thought in the end they would pay what it would take to keep him.
Because you're not getting rid of him. No, okay.
Because he's him.
Because he's him.
Right. It's him. Nobody gets rid of the top quarterback in the prime of their careers.
$200 million guarantee, Key?
I think he'll get what he's looking for.
Look at these stats that we're putting up on ESPN2 right now. First quarterback in NFL history to win NFL MVP before age 23. First quarterback with 30 touchdown passes and 1,000 rush yards in a season in NFL history. First quarterback with multiple seasons of 1,000 yards rushing in NFL history. And by the way, his winning percentage is one of the highest of all time. I believe it's top five of all time through this many games in his career for a team that has a hard time without him.
Key, I disagree with you, Key. I feel like there is a nuclear button to be pressed here, right? He's given this organization 25 days. Think about when he sent them the notification that he wanted to be traded. On March 2nd, which means he's given them 25 days until yesterday, March 27th,
but Jay,
to say, figure it out. Now all of a sudden he's saying, well, no, now I'm making it public that I demanded a trade because I'm actually willing to walk away. And Keith, what have you always told me since day one on this show? When a player doesn't want to be there anymore, he doesn't want to be there.
But this isn't a relationship like that. This is a negotiation. This isn't, I don't like you, you're treating me wrong. This is a negotiation in the offseason. Remember, Jay, nobody's missed any time. Football doesn't start till September. We are now getting ready to end the month of March. Between the end, let's call it April 1st, because it's basically over. April 1 till the end of training camp before the start of the season around Labor Day. That's the next time you'll see him in a uniform walking into a stadium.
Yeah, but will it be a Baltimore Ravens uniform?
But relationships could be good, right? You can have, like, you cannot miss time. Relationships could be good, but sometimes we've all been through this before, too, by the way. When you're negotiating sometimes, even if the relationship was good,
it's sour.
The negotiation tells you how the organization feels about you, especially if you know what your worth is, and that could change the dynamic of the relationship.
Especially when you don't have a middleman, like an agent who's not going to tell. He doesn't have to be completely transparent. Right? Some things that maybe the client doesn't want to hear, he doesn't repeat. he could tell you to, or she could tell you to be patient. But by the way, this is what I think, guys.
All negotiations I've ever been in, and been in a lot of them.
Yeah.
It was tense. It was pissed. It was mad. And then, we got that thing done.
It's possible. But let me tell you
what I think. I told you, man, we was
going
to get it done.
What's going on here? I think Lamar just put pressure on the entire league. Because remember how it was going around when five leaks came out and we're not interested, how all these players were saying collusion, right? J.J. Watt, different people were like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Now, sunlight is the best disinfectant, right? So he just opened the window, opened the shades, sunlight's coming in, and now everyone's going to be looking. Okay, he plainly stated he's going to bounce. Any offers? No offers for this dude in his prime quarterback?
Max, how long you been watching football? Seriously.
40 years.
Okay. Are the Jets still looking for a quarterback?
Not really. They got their guy.
No. Like. Are they still looking for a quarterback?
Sure.
Are the Miami Dolphins still looking for a quarterback? They got their guy, but he's in and out, but are they, they're still looking, right?
So yes.
Okay. They're still looking for a quarterback. Is the New England Patriots still looking for a quarterback? They may tell you they're not, but they are. The reason I'm saying this, the Cleveland Browns are looking for a quarterback forever.
Right.
They said, you know what, enough. We can't, because you can't get a guy like this. I'm not letting my franchise quarterback leave because I can't. It will set this franchise back 15 years. Easy.
So,
because nobody like this is coming out into the draft.
And that's why the Baltimore Ravens won't let him go is what you're saying.
They're not letting him go. Right.
So here's the question. What does Lamar's tweets tell you? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. And while we're at it, if you do think he's gone, give us your top landing spot for him. Keyshawn, J. Willimax is presented by Progressive Insurance.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I do believe, no matter what Lamar Jackson is saying right now about he wants to be traded, at the end of the day, I strongly believe that he'll be wearing that purple and black uniform come September.
Pay me my money if you love me.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Ravens Lamar Jackson. Says he requested a trade 6 days ago. When he announced it, it was 25 days ago yesterday. He announced it on Twitter. What's your top landing spot for Lamar Jackson? You know, if it's not collusion keeping him from getting other offers, which I think it's a good chance it is, because the league doesn't want Deshaun Watson contract to become the new standard, guaranteed money like that. The most generous explanation I could offer for team owners is that when Deshaun Watson hit the market and they found out everything that was going on behind the scenes, they're like, wait, why would they let this dude, superstar in his prime, go? It's never happened before ever in the history of the NFL at quarterback. Oh, all this off-the-field stuff, they got to get rid of him. Okay, fresh start in another market maybe, right? But with Lamar, since he's squeaky clean, right, since there is no reason to get rid of him, maybe the most generous explanation, and if it's not collusion, is they look and go, why is this dude at 26 hitting the market? That team that knows more about him than anyone else must think he's not worth the money. Right? Unlike Deshaun Watson, wait, why is he hitting the market? Oh, off-the-field stuff. The fact that Lamar doesn't have off-the-field stuff leads teams to believe maybe, well, he's been hurt the last couple of years. They're concerned about that, too. Can he beat you from the pocket if he has to come from behind? They're concerned about that, too.
Man, all that, Max, all that's cap, though.
I think all so, that, too.
No, all the he's been hurt, that's cap. That ain't that. Every quarterback is hurt.
Right.
Every quarterback, every year, misses time. They all do it. Russell Wilson missed time. Kyler Murray missed time. Aaron Rodgers has missed time. That's all cap. That's the script that is given to people so people can run with it on their shows and talk about it. Oh, he's missing time. Maybe that's the reason why. No, it's all a negotiation. I'm telling you, all it is a negotiation in who's going to bend first. Who's going to break? Which one of the two are going to break first? Because as far as I'm concerned, Baltimore Ravens, they got a goal to go to the championship and try to win it. Without that dude underneath the center.
Yeah, forget it.
You can forget about it, Max. Yeah. It's a wrap,
but
Jay.
That's why I said before, if you're Lamar Jackson, right, like this is a game of extremism. You have to be sitting, especially since they hit you with the non-exclusive tag, there has to be an element of you that has to be willing to say, I don't play.
Chris,
I don't play.
In North Carolina, you're on KJM.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
I want to say Lamar might have hurt himself with this. You sort of dropped it right there where the owners were all in one spot, and now they can go behind closed doors and sort of reinforce their stance on Lamar. So I honestly think he ends back up in Baltimore for that reason. If anything, maybe Snyder throws a monkey in the game and makes a trade for him. But I have a question. If that happens, can't Baltimore just say no to the trade to keep sort of the Deshaun Watson a one and done?
No. If he's signed to an offer sheet by any team, the Ravens have the ability, and this is what I keep talking to Max and Jay about, they have the ability to match. Let's just say Lamar's so fed up with them, Jay, that he says, I don't care, I'll take $140 million in fully guaranteed money from – whatever team. The Ravens will go, okay, we'll match. If the team says, Washington says, we'll give you $300 million, the Ravens will say, well, we didn't want to go that high, but we love you so much, we'll match. Or the Ravens will say,
no poison pill that they could offer that the Ravens wouldn't match in the end.
Exactly.
I see.
They've got to say to themselves, is he our quarterback of the future when that offer comes in? And somebody blows him away on a 260. I keep throwing these numbers around because I want it to be so out there that you would think they wouldn't match. But if it's $280 million and the Ravens say, ah, it's just too much, okay, then that's not for you. It's for them.
So, Nakia, are we saying, do we think a team will come to the table with an offer in the ballpark that Lamar Jackson actually deems to be what his value is and then the Ravens will match? Or do we see this being an alternative in which no team really comes and gives an offer, and you're telling me inevitably Lamar Jackson is screwed and will not get anywhere close to the money.
It goes back to what you're
saying,
Jay.
But it's not being screwed.
Jay, what you said originally was basically when they hit him with a non-exclusive franchise tag, they have these mechanisms in place in the league to give the team the advantage in a negotiation over the player.
Yes.
Quarterbacks have leveled the playing field a little bit because they have so much leverage now because the position's become so important. But here they are using the non-exclusive franchise tag to lower the amount of money, to as Key says, in the end, if they're going to match any offer anyway, so let them shop the offer. If worse come to worse, if the league, someone goes nuts and makes them a crazy offer, we'll have to match.
That's my point. That's what I'm wondering. Like, at the end of the day, are we going to say that Lamar is screwed? Is he going to get the number that he wants?
Let's look at
it
cap
depends
space.
It depends on his how he could stomach sitting out. Can he withstand the stress of, huh?
Yeah, no, keep going. Can he withstand the stress of negotiating
from now until September, the pressure points, all of those sort of things. And can the Ravens look and envision in training camp, oh, my God, Huntley's our quarterback. I mean, like, you got to think about all those things because you best believe Ozzie Newsome and DaCosta, the general manager, are sitting there prior to all of this. They knew back in October that what tag they were going to place on Lamar. They knew this. So they done looked at everybody's salary cap numbers, and they understand the rules. Oh, if we put the non-exclusive tag on them, teams have to match. I mean, teams have to have salary cap space going into free agency and into the draft. So when you look at it, they say, well, what teams got the cap space? Oh, the Cincinnati Bengals will have it. Well, they got Joe Burrow and they got to do Jones. That'll never work.
Right.
Oh, Chicago has it. Well, they got a young quarterback.
Let's go over it, Key. Yeah. Let's go over it. Here's the cap space, all right? Here are teams with, at the moment, because this could change, but at the moment, $20 million plus of cap space. Bears had the list. They got their quarterback.
They got 40, their quarterback.
40, a little under $41 million. Yeah. Panthers, 26 and a half. They just traded everything to get
they
the
number
one
pick. They said, no, we're not in the Lamar deal.
So those two are off the board. Lions are interesting because Goff has played very well, actually, and he's a good player, but he's not Lamar Jackson. They have 23,
but they're not,
almost
but they're not in,
million.
That's true, but they're not into Lamar. They're happy with what they got. They don't want to surrender their picks. Boom.
Here's one. The Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta said no.
For a variety of reasons, including the fact that people look at Lamar as Michael Vick 2 or 3.0, right? Because RG3 slipped in there for a year. But like the fact that Lamar is like Mike Vick gone right, in the sense that Michael Vick nowadays admits, I was the last one in, the first one out, took his youth for granted. That's not Lamar Jackson taking
but
it for
Max,
granted.
But Max, Atlanta said no.
Yeah.
They're out of it.
The last team, Key, is the one that seems interesting to me, which is the Indianapolis Colts.
You know, the Packers, the Packers, Jay.
Packers make a lot of sense.
Packers,
but, yeah, like, but the Packers got Jordan Love. If they wanted a deal, they got Aaron Rodgers. Like, no.
Jim Irsay's been looking for a quarterback for a while now, and they've had older quarterbacks. Indianapolis is a feasible opportunity.
Packers and Colts are the two that jump out based on what everyone's saying here. Because the Packers about to lose Aaron Rodgers. Upgrade. Upgrade.
Yeah,
they're not
going to do that. They're not going to do that, though. They're not. Packers ain't going to do that. They're going to stick with Jordan Love.
So we're down to the Colts?
If anything, the Colts would be interesting.
It makes sense.
But I don't even think the Colts would do it. Just because it doesn't feel right.
Let me give you some teams with less than $10 million in cap space. Niners are underwater. They're almost $2 million over the cap, right? Commanders are about $1 million above the cap. Bucks, $4 million above the cap. Jets, $10 million.
They all said no.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, are we sure? Yeah, too many people are saying no. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, are we sure the Jets? Are we sure the Jets? I don't care what the Jets say. Are we sure there's still not an option for Lamar Jackson? Keyshawn, J. Willimax.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Lamar Jackson tweeted that he requested a trade from the Ravens on March 2nd in a series of tweets.
This is huge because Lamar Jackson now has publicly stated that he doesn't want to be a Baltimore Raven anymore.
And this is him publicly sharing his unhappiness.
Now Lamar Jackson is saying, I don't want another team to get matched by the Ravens in that contract offer. I'd rather go play for another team for the same amount of money or less than stay in Baltimore.
Man, I didn't know.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. By the way, click
That's
more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. You can hear us live on the app. Meantime, guys, Jets GM Joe Douglas, when asked about pursuing Lamar Jackson, you know, two quarterbacks are available. One is better and 100 years younger. You'd think you maybe will want that guy, especially if you have a young ascending team. They're fixed. Focused on Aaron Rodgers. By the way, Let me just say this real quick before I'll play you the Joe Douglas sound. I said on TV yesterday, and this just in, 2 p.m. Eastern ESPN. I said that the Lamar Jackson tweeting this exerted downward pressure on what the Packers could ask for Aaron Rodgers. And I was told by a bunch of people, no, not really, blah, blah, blah. Later that day, Gutekunst comes out, well, we're not asking for a one. We don't need a one to go. Anyway, Joe Douglas, Jets GM, at the press conference, when asked about would they negotiate with Lamar Jackson.
First of all, Lamar Jackson's a fantastic player. But, you know, where we stand is, you know, it would be disingenuous and operating, negotiating in bad faith if we went down that path. So right now we have our plan, we have our process, and we're sticking to that.
Key, what do you make of Joe Douglas's comments?
Who is he talking to, though? Is he talking to the Green Bay Packers, or is he talking to Ozzie Newsome in the Baltimore Ravens like I talked about weeks ago? Now he uses the word we would be negotiating in bad faith. Negotiating with who? Are you talking about negotiating with Green Bay, or are you talking about negotiating with Lamar and throwing somewhat of a monkey wrench in Baltimore's negotiation plan?
That's a great question. I assumed he was
because of the relationship that I've been talking about that he has with the Ravens and Ozzie Newsome, somebody that he admires, someone that he learned underneath, someone that he is one of his trusted allies. Like, who's he talking about?
That's a great question, Key, because I've assumed he was saying, hey, if we start negotiating with Lamar, we'd be negotiating in bad faith because we're already pregnant with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, right? But he could just as easily be saying, if we started talking to Lamar, we'd be negotiating in bad faith with the Packers because it would mean that we're really not making this serious push for Aaron. You could hear it both ways.
Why couldn't you do both?
Do what, both?
You could. You honestly could if you wanted to.
I am not running for president. You kind of are running for president, though. It's like, why could you? Like, obviously, all your eggs are in the basket with Aaron Rodgers, but that doesn't mean that just because Joe Douglas makes this comment that you can't do your due diligence on what's happening and keeping an ear to the streets on what's going down with Lamar.
But I think Jay,
a feasible option, even though they are obviously all in Aaron Rodgers, you still pay attention to the situation.
Yeah, what it sounds like, Key, but is that he's saying that they just prefer Aaron Rodgers, so they wouldn't be serious about Lamar.
I guess you can look at it that way. I don't look at it that way. I'm looking at it from the standpoint of the relationship that he has with the Ravens and knowing. It's just like me and you, Max. I know you, right? Mm-hmm. I say that you say Key wants to sell his car. Mm-hmm. And then somebody comes to you and they say, well, why don't you buy it, Max? You're looking for the same car. Yeah, but Key's not going to sell it to me. Mm-hmm. Why would I even put a bid in for it? He's not going to give it to me. This is the same thing. Why would I put a bid in? What did you say?
If I had the best bid, I can't have the car. You're
not going to bid on it because you already know I'm not really going to sell it. So why even bother bidding on it when you know me and you know Key's just he just wants a little bit of attention. He's never selling the car.
His wife is telling him to sell the car. He's not actually going to sell it.
He's not going to sell it. So why would I sit up and have my five assistants put this offer sheet together and have my famously personnel guy come over there and hand it? And it's never going to happen. And this is what Joe Douglas understands about Ozzie Newsome and the Baltimore Ravens. It's never going to happen. So why waste my time on that when I got this over here that I need to spend a little more time on and massage some when I know over there that's just a waste of time?
I hear that. That's plausible. Let me give you another theory, though. See, to me, if I'm running a team, let's take all relationships out of it. I just got a team. I want Lamar Jackson to be my quarterback. Now, I'd much rather have him than Rodgers because he's much younger. Okay, Rodgers at his best, and he won back-to-back MVP. He's incredible, one of the best ever. But, you know, he's 13 years older than Lamar Jackson. So I want Lamar. So I'm thinking, all right, Rodgers is going to cost me. You saw what quarterbacks go for, multiple firsts and everything. Then I hear, oh, wait a minute. Rodgers not even going to cost a first. And Lamar's going to cost two firsts just to start negotiating with him, basically. Then I'm like, okay, I'd rather have Rodgers. But now all of a sudden I'm talking to the Packers and they start digging in, no, we need a first and a second and a conditional this. And I'm like, wait, that's already too close to what it's going to cost me to get Lamar. For that, I'll go get Lamar. Now Lamar comes out with this comment. I'm trying to be out. Do we think it's coincidence that on that day, Gutekunst comes out, the GM of the Packers says, no, we don't need a first. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that Lamar, his presence now, makes this Rodgers to the Jets thing happen. Because now the Packers realize, right? We're not going to get
first. Force your hand on it. Yep,
yeah, because
exactly.
For that, they might just say, well,
exactly.
If it costs
we'll
this
go
much.
All in on Lamar.
Yeah.
You know, the you say coincidence on the day it comes out, right?
Yeah.
It's the owner's meeting.
Well, so they're all together.
Everybody's
exactly.
there.
They're talking.
You got it, huh?
Everybody's there. They're talking, yeah.
Everybody's there. They're talking. You got to get the information, right? Kimberly A. Martin is there. And all of our guys, they're getting all the information. This is the only time you can talk to the owners and general managers and head coaches all in one spot.
Max, back to your point. Like, I'm leaning, like, you. I think you're right on this one, man, because yesterday the first thing I thought as I'm watching Joe Douglas at the podium is don't lose a moment for leverage if you do feel like now the market is about to open up a little bit to increase, like, yeah, we're considering all options.
Right.
Like, but now to say, hey, it would be disingenuous, it does let me know that it feels like a deal is imminent. It's on the verge of being done.
And in this league, though, just like all leagues, though, it's trade partners are extremely important because you have to do business with them.
Everybody's
and I'm
sensitive,
sure,
Key.
Huh?
Everybody's sensitive, you know what I mean?
And I'm sure I'm sure Joe Douglas in the Baltimore Ravens relationship is extremely important. So to step into that business, you just wouldn't – it would be disingenuous. That's
sometimes,
the way I look
though,
at it.
Like with the Lamar Jackson thing, sometimes whenever – it's like with Kaepernick, right? Everyone had an excuse. At a certain point, you go, hold on, let's step back and see the forest for the trees, right? Like, let's not miss the forest for the trees. This one doesn't have the cap space. This one likes this quarterback. This one traded up in the draft. This one,
but that's
there
different, though, man.
There are 31 other teams, and none of them want a superstar quarterback in his prime.
Hey, you got to remember one thing with the Kaepernick situation. The Baltimore Ravens was getting ready to do something, and then some stuff happened.
Well, I don't want to get sidetracked. What I mean is there are 31 other teams, and every single one of them has a legit reason that they don't want a 26-year-old superstar quarterback.
That's
come
why it goes
on,
back
man.
To the original question that I asked you, Key. That's why I always go back to
they're not
going to
let him go,
Key,
Max.
The Key, that's why I go back to the original question that I think is the meat here that we're trying to get to. What do you think he actually gets? Do you actually think he gets the number that he wants in order to stay? Or is he going to be willing to sit out because it's not going to be met?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance.
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. If I knew, I'd tell you. I'd go on one of these big stations and this just in and talk about it with Max.
Break some news. Kendrick Perkins said that Joel Embiid is ducking Jokic. Is he right? We'll explain coming up. KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Joel, how about another one? That's in the air, and that's good. Look at that one, too. A three by Embiid, and Embiid does a little whirling Tiger Woods after a big putt deal.
To me, like, this is a race. I think if I were to create a hierarchy, it would have Joel Embiid with a slight edge over Giannis, and then I would have Jokic third.
Joel Embiid is in the discussion and will get votes for Defensive Player of the Year. Nikola Jokic will never get votes for Defensive Player of the Year, and that, for me, would be enough to cast my vote for Joel Embiid.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Joel Embiid sits out the Jokic matchup a lot of people thought was going to determine MVP this season. Head-to-head, Jokic and the Nuggets win 116-111. in spite of Tyrese Maxey's best efforts.
They won their back-to-back games as well. Just beat the Milwaukee Bucks 2 days ago.
So with Embiid in the locker room, Jokic scores 25 with 17 boards and 12 assists. That's his 29th triple-double of the season. The MVP odds on Monday morning in the NBA. Embiid was minus 225, Jokic plus 175. They're now even minus 125 with Embiid out. Now, I really think the odds flipped originally when Tim Bontemps did his straw poll, and it wasn't just that Jokic was going to win his third MVP, it looked like. It's that he was running away with it, and I think that created a backlash because people were like, this is some BS. He's running away with it? We don't even know that he deserves it this year compared to Embiid or Antetokounmpo. He's running away with his third straight, and that also lit a fire under Embiid, who's already playing lights out. He was like, what, this? And went nuts, and then everyone was like, oh, yeah, Embiid's better. Then he got Jokic head-to-head, all that. But now he didn't play against Jokic in the head-to-head matchup everyone was waiting for. Now, there are two ways to look at it. One, Embiid with the, it was the knee, right, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
With the knee bothering him.
Or a sore calf.
Pardon me, not knee. That's more serious. A calf. Embiid would have been playing his third game in four nights on the road on a Western Conference swing at altitude, don't forget, right? Like, that's a lot. And they want to rest them. They want to make sure he's healthy for the playoffs. The other way to look at it is, hold on, Embiid already did Jokic one head-to-head last time they met.
Why is the altitude thing such a thing? I know it's a thing as a player because I played there, but it's like, that's a lot. Like, it's not like he played back-to-back. It's not like he played Giannis played Utah and Denver. That's high altitude back-to-back.
Yeah, yeah, but sure.
They went from Phoenix to Denver. It's like, oh, high altitude, that's a lot.
Wait, check this out, though, real quick. So, Tiny Tom Jackson, who I used to work with for years on Countdown,
yeah.
Tom Jackson, you know, everybody started complaining about the altitude when they went into the Denver Broncos. Oh, the altitude, this, that, the other. He goes, when I was playing and they was coming in there beating our heads in every year, nobody was complaining about the altitude.
Yeah,
sure. Now all of a sudden everybody's worried about the altitude.
That people say, you know what I mean?
But there is less oxygen at
a
higher
level. Oh, I know, I played there.
Of course, yeah, of course.
But if you're playing three, if you're a footer, as Key says, if you're 7 feet, 280, whatever it is, and you played three games in four nights, and that third game is at altitude, but my point is...
Agreed, I'm with you. There's a reason why USA Basketball trains in Colorado, high altitude, yes.
So the point is simply that you could look at it two ways. They're resting, they're protecting him for the playoffs, or they're ducking the matchup because he's
Why would you duck the matchup?
Because you already got Jokic
the last two times that he's played against the Nuggets, I think he's averaged like 40 points, something like that. So,
all right.
Come on, man.
Go ahead.
So here's Kendrick Perkins. What side does he fall on? ESPN NBA analyst on NBA Today yesterday. Listen.
He has been on record. We know how much it means to him to win this award. And here it is. You gave Jokic a spanking when they was down there in Philly. You have to give him an opportunity to get his lick back. You cannot sit out this game. I would have rather him sit out against the Phoenix Suns. Listen, when it comes down to these moments and these matchups, I have a vote. I have a vote. And when I go and I vote and I'm looking at the MVP and who I'm going to pencil in, I'm going to remember this moment. It's only fair. Jokic, he showed up to work in Philly. You have to give him his lick back. Giannis showed up in Denver. Although they got whooped, he still was available. The series tied 1-1. You have to show up and play this game no matter what if you're Joel Embiid. And right now, from my eyes and me hearing it, it seemed like he's ducking the smoke a little bit.
Mm. Now, look, Jokic didn't play in Philadelphia earlier in the year, so you can cancel those two out fine. But I am going to agree with Perkins to an extent that these games matter to voters. Now, to me, it doesn't matter, like, because I know what Jokic does. I know what Jokic and Joel Embiid does. And like I said before, Jokic didn't play in that first matchup in Philadelphia. But we do like matchups. Now, if we go back to my KJM criteria that I had earlier, right? I said nationally televised games, meaningful matchups that you want to see.
Here it is.
Key games that matter. Here's my KJM criteria that I came up with for NBA MVP. Finish top 10 in scoring. This is all fluid, okay? Teams must finish top 4 in their conference. Win share metrics have to be top 15. Must play in a minimum of 65 games. How can you carry your team when key teammates are out? Six, impact in national TV matchups.
But this one wasn't nationally televised, so you got to scratch that one, right?
Yeah, but Key, it's still a matchup that
we want
to see.
This is the one people circled on the calendar.
Yeah, but it wasn't nationally televised. I'm just saying, let's not say it's nationally televised because it wasn't.
All right, so back to here's what I said before the weekend. I hit you guys with a text on the text chain. I said, okay, I know there's a lot of other stuff going on. We got March Madness. We got some movement going on with Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson. But here are two matchups coming up on Saturday and Monday night that I think will have huge dividends within the MVP race. Giannis coming off a back-to-back playing against Utah. Will Giannis play against Jokic in Denver? Giannis played, Jokic played. Regardless of whether you like it or not, Jokic won that matchup. Now, I give a little caveat, Giannis playing back-to-back high-altitude games, back-to-back games, okay?
Oh, altitude, doesn't matter, altitude.
Back-to-back games, not just one game. Now, Joel and me playing three games in four nights, coming from Phoenix. You are allowed to ask the question, which regardless whether you're an Embiid fan or not, which if you want to deem it to be fair or not, the question matters. Why take that game off? Why not take the game off against Phoenix? Why not take the game off against the Dallas Mavericks coming up next? Why that one? You're allowed to ask that question.
Especially Jay, who, as Russ can tell you, if he loses a bet, demands that you play double or nothing to give him a chance, right? Basically, Embiid won the first bet and then refused to give Jokic a chance to win his money back.
You're allowed to ask a question. It's a legit question.
Hey, Yates, let me ask a Philadelphian. Yates, what you think, man? Get chime in here, buddy.
I wonder where
he's
going to
talking about
out.
Him needing to play in the game? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Chime in.
I mean, if the NBA had a better schedule, we would have got the matchup.
But this is the schedule you got.
So let me ask you a question,
man. This is the schedule, like Max said, the schedule you got. So should he have played in the game or not?
So it would have been nice, but it's not a end-all, be-all for the race of MVP.
Yeah, agreed. I'm not saying it's end-all, be-all, but like there is a legitimate point, right? If you're playing Golden State and Phoenix back-to-back because you have not taken one of those games to rest to play against Joker, like it's a legit question. You're allowed to ask that question.
I don't know why you brought race into it, but okay. All right, look.
Oh, God.
More on Lamar Jackson's trade demand. Plus, Bill Belichick chimes in on something. KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.